All right, well, let's see about that. It's a throwback Thursday. Tony's on the line. Tony, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am delightful. So, throwback Thursday. So, we're going to go way back to 1993. How old are you, Tony? How old are you?
31.
31? Okay, so you were alive in 93, right? When were you born?
Yeah. 88.
88, okay. All right, all right. I think you'll do pretty good with this one here. These are pretty common knowledge, I think. All right, question number one. In 93, we saw the TV debut of these animals on a Coke commercial. It was the first time Coke used them in a commercial. What animals?
Polar bear.
Oh, hang on. Here, my screen went away from me. Oh, I got to give you your... There we go. Ding, you are correct. Yeah, the iconic polar bears. Question number two. This dino blockbuster based on a Michael Crichton novel hit theaters in 93. Based on a Michael Crichton novel.
I don't know.
Ghostbusters. That's okay. That's okay. You got plenty more chances to make it up. So it was Jurassic Park. It was, dino blockbuster. What brainy actor played Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park and reminded us that life finds a way?
Jeff Goldblum.
Love that guy. All right, question number four. NASA lost contact with the observer that was supposed to study the red planet. What is the red planet? Which one?
Mars.
You bet. It's a $980 loss. They just lost that thing. $980 wow. million bucks. Oops. And then finally, this artist had a number one hit in 93 with Ain't Going Down. Who was it?
Shania Twain.
When I wrote this question, I had a feeling that was going to be the answer that people were going to give. But no, it is not. Now, let's see how Steph does. Not too bad. You got one, two, you got three. You got a shot here. You got a puncher's chance. Hey, Steph, come on in here. All right. Three. Not bad.
Three.
Oh. Three. You got three right.
Okay.
All right. So, and these questions are from 93.
Ooh.
When were you born?
83. And okay. I love the 90s.
All right. Okay. So, in 93, we saw the TV debut of these animals on a Coke commercial. What animals?
Polar bears.
You bet.
Ooh.
This dino blockbuster based on a Michael Crichton novel hit theaters in 93.
Jurassic Park. Nice.
You got that one. Tony didn't. And then, so you kind of need to know that answer for this one here.
Okay.
What brainy actor played Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park and reminded us that life finds a way?
Is that Jeff Goldblum?
He's like a fine wine. He somehow gets better looking.
He's gotten more popular throughout the years. Like, it's cool to like Jeff Goldblum, you know?
He become a fashionista as well.
And it's just his demeanor, right?
Yes, he is my spirit animal. I wish to be Jeff Goldblum someday.
Well, you're going to have to calm it down a little bit.
I know.
He's kind of cool, like a cucumber.
I don't have. I'm the opposite. I'm the polar opposite there.
Yeah.
All right. So question number four.
Okay.
NASA lost contact with the observer that was supposed to study the red planet. What planet is known as the red planet?
Neptune?
It does kind of have I think when you see it on a hue like that, Mars.
Oh, duh. Yeah, now I feel like an idiot.
It was $980 million and they just lost it. Oops.
Wow. Yeah, now when it's
away, you don't get it back.
Tony get that one right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Everybody should know Mars is the red planet.
Tony didn't get this one right, though. This artist had a number one hit in 93 with Ain't Going Down.
Ain't Going Down. Garth Brooks! Tony, I had to picture them performing it.
Tony did give the answer that I thought was going to get Shania Twain. I don't know why, but I thought when I wrote the question, I went, I bet someone's going to answer Shania Twain.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, he at least guessed what I read. But Steph got 4 out of 5. Not too shabby. Tony, you tried your best, but you got to say, hey, my name's Tony, and I can't beat Steph.
Hey, my name's Tony, and I can't beat Steph.
That's all right. Yeah. You took a crack at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Kane Brown. What Ifs? Today's Q106. You say-